Katy Country 94 weather.
From flooring to window treatments and interior design, give Lexi a call at Ellens of Tipton for all your home or business project needs. Great sales going on now. All in-stock carpet, luxury vinyl tile, sheet vinyl, and tile, 25% off on their cash and carry sale. That's 25% off their in-stock merchandise. Plus, don't miss 15% off Graber blinds and shades with free professional installation and up to 50% off Valspar paint. Sale ends April 30th or while supplies last. Visit Ellens of Tipton Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 and Saturdays, 8 to noon.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 60. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 32. Tonight, clear skies. Mainly sunny skies. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 75. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 36.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A protest against the current administration was held in Topeka on Saturday. Roxanne Stewart has more.
Thousands of protesters gathered on the grounds of the Kansas State House as part of a grassroots nonviolent movement against the president's overreach and state lawmakers' inaction against the Trump administration. House Representative Tobias Schlingensiepen of Topeka and Representative Nikki McDonald of Olathe, as well as representatives from activist groups, spoke. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Two people suffered stab wounds outside a Salina bar early Saturday morning. Witnesses said the victims drove themselves to the hospital and they were not there when police arrived. A 21-year-old man was arrested after a Kansas Highway Patrol trooper spotted him trying to run away. The stabbing victims, also in their 20s, are expected to be okay. Police say alcohol was a contributing factor. It happened outside Chuck's Bar in Salina. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Out here, in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Stress builds up, you have trouble sleeping, maybe your mind is racing and you just don't feel like yourself. So what do? We get help. Lots of people are struggling with their mental health. It's more common than you think. The good news is, there are people in our community who are here for us when times are tough. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world, so we don't feel so alone. One thing you can do is visit loveyourmindtoday.org for simple steps you can take to find the right solution for you. Whether it's hearing stories about what other people are going through, or finding the resources we need to navigate the stresses in our lives, visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Royals won the series over the Orioles over the weekend, 2-1, winning Friday night 8-2, with Seth Lugo getting the win on the mound. Vinny Pasquantino going 2-for-5 with 3 RBIs, and Salvador Perez going 2-for-5 with an RBI, and Mikel Garcia 2-for-4 with 3 RBIs. On Saturday, the script was flipped as they fell 8-1 to the O's. Michael Wacha gave up 4 runs on 6 hits and 5 2/3 innings, though Royals could only muster up 5 hits in the contest. They won the series with a 4-1 win on Sunday after another great outing by Chris Bubich, going 6 2/3 innings, giving up 5 hits and 1 run while striking out 8. As a team, they had 13 hits, including 3 from Bobby Witt Jr., 2 apiece from Salvador Perez, Mark Canha, and Mikel Garcia. Hunter Harvey, Lucas Ursenc, and Carlos Estevez shut down the rest of the contest. The Royals are now 4-5 and begin a 4-game set with the Twins starting tonight at 6:40 p.m. On the bump for KC is Michael Lorenzen. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer.
It was a banner day at area athletes at the Bennington Invitational Friday, as 11 area athletes won gold and 3 relay teams won gold. On the boys' side, Bennington won it with 89 points. Lincoln was third with 74. Beloit St. John's fifth with 70. Rock Hill seventh with 59. And Tipton Catholic was 10th with 3 points. On the boys' side, individual medalists, 800-meter run, Tristan Reynolds of Rock Hills won it, 210.08. 110 hurdles, Tyson Gates, Beloit St. John, 16.7. In the 300 hurdles, Jeremiah Miller of Lincoln, 43.41. 4x800-meter relay, the Rock Hills team of Tristan Reynolds, Justin Luong, Kobe Bowers, and Cooper McNeil won it in 8.54.38. Triple jump, Edward Herenick of Beloit St. John's, 43 feet. Pole vault, Ben Bell of Lincoln, 12 foot 6. And the javelin, Austin Ehring of Lincoln, 152.10. On the girls' side, it was Bennington running away with it, 120.5 points. Lincoln second with 85. Rock Hills third, 68. Beloit St. John's fourth with 59. And Tipton Catholic with 34 points was seventh. On the girls' side, in the 3,200-meter run, Christiana Niewald, Beloit St. John's won it, 13.17.36. 300-meter hurdles, Kendra Gingler, Beloit St. John's, 54.11. The 4x400-meter relay team from Lincoln, Amber Larson, Kaylee Obermuller, Hazel Metz, and Ethne Sheldon won it, 4.42.66. The 4x800-meter relay team from Rock Hills, Bethany Simulink, Hallie Meisner, Olivia Lindberg, and Miley Ost, 11.16.87 won it. High jump, Hallie Meisner, Rock Hills, 4.10. Triple jump, Carly Brummer, Tipton, 31 feet 3 inches. The discus, Lily Behrens from Lincoln, 102.10. Yesterday in the Thunderbird All-Star Invitational at Arleigh Bryant Gymnasium in Concordia, the gold team won 70-66 in overtime. Addison Butke of Beloit and Cassandra Thompson of Beloit played in that game. Also, Brianna Reeves from Pike Valley was on the girls' team. And the boys' side, the gold team won 83-71. And in volleyball, the black team beat the gold team 3-2. Kaylin Follis and Jaden Follis from Beloit were on that team. And also Andrew Cooper from Pike Valley played in the boys' game. Regional softball has been announced. The girls will be at Minneapolis. It will be Beloit, Ellsworth, Minneapolis, Lindsberg, Smoky Valley, Lyons, Nickerson, Plainville, Stockton, Russell, Victoria. In baseball, the regional will be at Lucas. It will be Beloit, Ellsworth, Halstead, Heston, Lindsberg, Smoky Valley, Minneapolis, Nickerson, Sylvan, Lucas, Lincoln. This has been John Bowden for KDS 94.1 Z96.3 Sports.